Today is the lachas of vidui and some of the lessons from vidui into the process of tshuva. It's fascinating when you look at the Rambam that we don't have too much on the lachas of vidui in Shulchan Aruch, even Hilchos Tshuva, which the Rambam has a whole section devoted to Hilchos Tshuva. Shulchan Aruch doesn't have too much on it. It has one and a half simanim in Hilchos Yom Kippur, talks about some of the elements. It does say some basic points in the lachas of tshuva, of vidui, but the Rambam definitely fleshes it out more. So let's work with the Rambam a little bit. So the Rambam, first of all, points out that there's a question of actually what is the mitzvah. So the Rambam, in different places, has different languages to describe the mitzvah over here. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs describes the mitzvah is kishayoshev achayte mechetoi. After a person has done tshuva, he should be mitzvada lifnei Hashem. So Rambam does not say there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. The mitzvah is once you've done tshuva, there's a mitzvah to say vidui. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, so that's how he has it in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in his Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. That's how he writes it. In the phrase which he writes before the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, he writes mitzvah say achas hu sheyoshev achayte mechetoi lifnei Hashem mitzvada. So now he says the mitzvah to do tshuva and be mitzvada. Okay, then the language of the Rambam in the Sefer itself, it says like this: Every mitzvah in the Torah, kishayas tshuva v'yashem mechetoi, chayav lisvados lifnei Hashem akel baruch. So now the Rambam goes back to saying, when you do tshuva, you have a chiv to say vidui. So he's somewhat ambivalent whether the mitzvah is to do tshuva or the mitzvah is just to say the vidui. So let's go with the argument the Remeir Simcha. In Meshech Chochma, he says there's no need for a command to do tshuva. Person is a god and says, well, you know, why are you stopping the stealing? Because there's half the tshuva. No, you're stopping because you're not allowed to steal. Why are you stopping eating treif? Because you're not eating treif. I don't need a new command to tell me not to do the veira. Right? So what I do need to know is once I've done tshuva, what is my process that I'm going to do? Say vidu. That's how he suggests pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zion says the following: Alter Shen of Eretz Tshuva Elam Ever Sheish Ben Maisa Kegoyin Zuz Begezel Luganeva. Don't think that Tshuva is limited to cases of a bear which has a action in it. Al Kashem Tzarech Adam Loshu Me'elu Kachu Tzarech Lachapes Bedeus Ro Sheish Loi. He has to look through his wrong attitudes. Veloshim in a kas, in a eva, in a kina, in a hisol, merdiv as a moment, kovet, merdiv as a macholot, skiyotzebem, in a culture of lots of tshuva. The key of tshuva is in all these things as well. So here the argument, the Rambam, that lachara will not fit with the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma is saying we're talking about mitzvahs. So distinct mitzvahs, there's a command on the Torah not to steal. I don't need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell me you shouldn't steal. You shouldn't continue to steal. Or that you should return the money. I know that already from the mitzvah of Zela. Without which I have a chiyuv to do tshuva on the fact that I have an anger problem, there's no command in the Torah not to be angry. So I cannot argue that that's based on this command. I could argue Chazal says it's a bad thing. Okay, so, but the Rambam puts it under the umbrella of tshuva. So there is clearly a mitzvah of tshuva as well beyond just the original tzivui. That being said, the Ramban, we spoke about, the Ramban said there's a mitzvah of tshuva. The Sephardim learns like that as well. There are others, the Ikrim learns like that. Others which learn there's a clear, distinct mitzvah in the Torah to do tshuva. But the Rambam seems to focus on the mitzvah of vidui more than the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam says, so what is the vidui? So a person has done tshuva, he says the following: On Hashem, chatosi avisiu, pshati lefanecha. Please Hashem, I've sinned in front of you, and I've done such and such. I regret and I'm embarrassed with Maasai. I'm not going to do it again. That's the primary element of vidui. The more you express that, the better it is. So that's this is not talking about Yom Kippur. This is talking about the person does the chet in the middle of Adar. He decides to do tshuva. So this is what you should say. So he has to say on Hashem. Fine. The Rambam said the mitzvah is Yashar Chet Lifnei Hashem, or Chayv Lisvadas Lifnei Hashem Kel Baruch. You have to be mitzvah in front of Hashem. In other words, vidui is not to yourself. Vidui is not a conversation. I'm a bad person. I've done something wrong. It's a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch. That's why Halacha says, like the Rambam points out, that the makom of vidui is in Shemoneh Esrei, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah that Shemoneh Esrei is an act of amida lifnei Hashem. So you're standing in front of Hashem. So that's when you say vidui. So in the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei you say it at the end. The Goyin says because of this you should not say the phrase v'yilu rotzon imrei fi before vidui, because that acts as somewhat as a stop to the Shemoneh Esrei. It's a step down. You're not omer lifnei Hashem anymore. That's why certain interruptions are not permitted. You're suddenly in front of the Melech. You don't interrupt for anything, right? Once you say yilu rotzon, you can interrupt. That means that you're not standing in front of Hashem anymore. Well, the vidui has to be done lifnei Hashem. So the Goyin says you actually should not say that phrase, because you want to make sure that your vidui is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and that's why Chazor Shashat sits in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So vidui has to be done lifnei Hashem. Now, that assumes, I think, that our Shemoneh Esrei is immediately lifnei Hashem, which that's halachically true. But sometimes, even though it's halachically true, on a practical level, it's we're in a lot of other places other than lifnei Hashem.
But we don't hold by the Korach, we do.
The minhag, most of them have it. The minhag is like that. The Shemoneh does not bring the Korach, so he seems to not be machmir on that. So it's still the kiyum of the chiyum of vidui to say it, but. It's interesting. The point I'm bringing out, the concept of that you're talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a conversation, is primary element. In the language of the Rambam introduces that with the words Ana Hashem. So he says that you say the words Ana Hashem. So the main, it's I'm coming to ask to apologize. So the apology is required to say who I'm talking to. So when I'm talking to you, it's very clearly, we're talking to Hashem. I need to express to myself that I'm not talking to myself. We're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, please forgive me. Okay.
So is the Ana necessary, or is it the Hashem? Did you say Hashem?
So is the Ana necessary? So interestingly, in Halacha, there seems to be the Ana is very necessary, and the word Ana is a difficult word to translate. What exactly is the purpose of the Ana, what it means? And therefore there are some poskim would say that when you say the vidui, so in the old machzorim, the vidui chazor hashat would start with the word Ana, right? The chazan would say Ana, right? Right? That's how you would start with the word Ana. Lately, I think in the article, I don't think it has the word Ana over there. It has it in parentheses. But the according to the Rambam, Ana is necessary. So you say that the when you start that phrase, Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu, Ana, right? Tavana Farach Tefila Seinu. That's the Ana. That's the moment of Ana. Now, the Rambam Perek Beis, when he talks about the mitzvah of Tshuva, the first Perek Aleph really in the Hilchos Tshuva really talks about Kapora, and he sees the vidui as it is an integral part of the Kapora process. He says sees it again in Perek Sheni as part of the Tshuva process. So vidui actually has two functions. So in the second Perek he says, what is Tshuva? He has to be oizim the chet. He has to be commit not to do it again. He has to regret the fact that he's done it, and he has to testify that at this point where he's at, he won't do it again. And then the person has to be mitzvado what these points that I just raised. So it's not enough to say I did something wrong. I have to say that I regret it. I have to say I'm not going to do it again. I have to say that I'm so committed to this that the Russian clearly understands I'm not going to do it again. Okay, so that's a very important. The Rambam understands the real bits of truth. The real of vidui is not just to say I've done something wrong. It includes all of the elements of tshuva. That's an halacha base. And halacha zayin, parak beis halacha zayin. That Yom Kippur is a yom is a man tshuva l'chol. It's a time for tshuva for everybody. The yachar, the rabbim. Because it's a time of mechila and slicha, therefore we're mechuyav l'lasas tshuva or l'isvadas Yom Kippur. Since it's a time of tshuva, that's a time the Russian wants to give mechila to Klal Yisrael, so it means he wants to give. We need to do tshuva. He should give us mechila. So you have to do tshuva and say vidui. Then Allah Ches he says a vidui shenog b'Klal Yisrael is avonatu chatanu, v'hu ikra vidui. So Rambam seems you can get away with these three words: Avol, Anachto, Chatonu. Like before, he told me his father's besos. So we learn Rinyanus Elish Shagamah Beliboy. You have to say the Charata, have to say the Kabbalah Lahaba, and the whole thing. And now Rambam says, "Don't you say Avol Anachto Chatonu?" And that's it. You get away with that. And that's, by the way, that's halacha. Bidi has to be said standing. If a person is ill and he cannot stand, or has difficulty standing, if he can at least stand for those three words, we actually say, I will not to Baba Sena Chatonu. Right? Even though he sits down for a Shamnu, because a Shamnu is just like an expansion of that thought. I will not to Chatonu is the thought. And how? A Shamnu, Bagalnu, Gazalnu, Al Kechach, Lalafanecha, etc. That's an expansion of the thought. But the primary Bidi, the Rambam says, is those three or four words. So if a person is, halacha, Bidi is my. Amida is required by vidui. You have to stand. If a person can't stand, it's not your tzvidui. A person who's not able to stand, so yeah, he's honest. But if he can stand for those four words, he should stand for those four words. So that is like, wow, we just take vidui from being this whole conversation to being the three words.
Is the requirement to stand because we're before Amida, before Hashem?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan of the Machloikas? Someone's actually the right that's ma'akev. Someone's the bottom that's ma'akev. So the Gemara says, it's a Gemara argument, at the end of the Mazet. The Gemara says that Shmuel got up for those three words. The Gemara says, so that's, and from that we learned the right taste of it. That the Ikravini is those three words. I will not to Chatonu. The Gemara says, Shmuel got up for that. So we have to assume that Shmuel, for whatever reason, wasn't able to stand for more, but those three words he got up for, so you see that was Iker Vidu. That's where we get this din from.
Then where does the Gersa come from?
I'm not sure.
Same thing.
Yeah, somewhere along the way somebody came up with this, you know. So it's the truth is the word Avol, right, is probably equivalent to the Ana Hashem, because the beginning of the paragraph says we're not Azeponim Shavu Lema Fenecha, we're not brazen enough and foolish enough to say that we have not sinned, but yes, we've sinned. Right? But we're already talking. We already said we're talking about the fact that we've done. We're not brazen enough to tell you that we have not sinned to you. We're already talking to Hashem Baruch Hu, but yes, we've sinned. So that's going to be. This might be what the word ana means. That's how it replaces the word ana, in that sense. The word ana means is used to be ana and after Erlin. Where are we going to? It's an interesting phrase. How to translate the word ana? Rabbi Eisman has a long essay trying to translate the word ana in his Maaser Companion. Let's try exactly see what that word means. So why is Don Hashem so fascinating? So there's a word for Yaakov Weinberg itself, where he says that there's a Seres Mechuba. So the Rambam clearly sees Vidui as being that element of Shuba. So seven of the days we say Vidui. We don't say Vidui Rosh Hashanah. So Shabbos, okay, we understand Shabbos, whatever the reason why Shabbos. But Rosh Hashanah is one of Seres Mechuba. How do you not say Vidui in Rosh Hashanah? So he suggests that Rosh Hashanah is the Ana Hashem. Ana Hashem is the act of coming, standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Before we can get to the tshuva process and regret what we've done wrong and correct it, we have to understand that we have to reestablish the relationship. So Rosh Hashanah is our moment of immediately lifnei Hashem. That corresponds to the Ana Hashem. You can't get to the rest of the process without that. So if Rosh Hashanah is used properly, which means the goal over here is not the Vidui, but the goal is re-establishing the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. From that vantage point, you say, like, one second, I really blew it. If I'm not looking from that vantage point, what I do so bad? I need to get a perspective. So there's a tremendous lesson in the process of tshuva. There's the language of the Vidui is the hechdim to push and give us perspective. I didn't steal. That's not my problem. I stole in a way that it damaged my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then my issue is not the stealing, because that's the Beit Olam Lachmer. I stole from somebody. But what's wrong? I was over a mitzvah. I didn't listen to the mitzvah of Hashem. What does that mean? So that's an act of rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, if I'm not seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu in my life, I don't feel it's a rebellion. slip it a Kodesh Baruch into my picture. So the Allah Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov, you know, was suggesting, is probably maybe the primary ingredient in the process. It's so that the owl anachnu chatanu is when it hits us. But what's the but? The but means we walked around very, very comfortably, thinking that everything is fine, or that we're not problematic. And then one day it hit us that it's not so, because we changed our vantage point, we changed our perspective. From that perspective, what did I do? That's what the avol is, and that's why the avol could approximate that phrase of one Hashem, which we don't have. The avol is that moment where you say, "I was walking around saying that lo chatanu." In other words, I was living in a world where what I've done was not wrong, and all of a sudden I realized, I now live in a world where I realize that no, what I did was wrong. That's the avol. That's why the avol is so, that phrase is going to be so powerful, because that's the act of tshuva. I said over in the Shmuz on Sunday, the Balatanya says, said on Sunday, right? The Balatanya says that, fasting Balatanya, says, well, you do tshuva, so like, you know, it means to return. Right? It means we had a relationship, return the relationship. He says, it sounds like it's so hard. He says, not so hard. It's what it means that you and Kadosh Baruch are facing different directions. So, Kadosh Baruch is right behind you. You don't have to turn around and face him. So you can march all the way across, all the way around the whole world to find him, or you can just turn around. He's right behind you. So tshuva is just turn around. That's what makes it sound so easy. That's the mile of the Chassidus. You know, they make it sound so easy. But it's a fascinating thought. The point is, it's possible we're looking in the wrong direction. Now, why am I doing tshuva? Because it's a self-help problem, and I have, you know, and it's not good for my life, and it's worth. I make all this kishbar, that's why I'm doing tshuva. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't be yotzeh, because you didn't do on Hashem. If I reason why I do tshuva, because I'm not happy, I want to have goals, I want to accomplish my life, and I give all these different reasons, I'm not getting the on Hashem process. I'm not doing it because I had a relationship with the Kosh Baruch, which I damaged, and I need to redefine what my life is about. I didn't turn around. I'm keeping going forward in my path. And one day, yes, eventually I'll find a Kodesh Baruch. I think it's that might be a tremendous lesson, which is there in the language of the Rambam. Which, if you look at the language of the Rambam, all the way in Perek Shvi, the Rambam has some powerful language. The other tshuva shemakrevas is adam l'shkina. Tshuva is tremendously powerful. It brings a person back to the shkina. Tshuva yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. Now, look at this. Tshuva makrevas is a rechayke. Emesh hoyiz asoni lifnei hamakom meshukatz meruchak v'toevu. This person was hated by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was abominable. He was distant. He was a toevu. Bayomer zeh ohuv v'nechmad korav yedida. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Kama gadol l'malas hashuva, halacha zayin, perek zayin, halacha zayin. Emesh ha'yis ha'mov d'me Hashem elokeis. He was distant. He was separated. But it says, of the nesechem ha'yim avdilin b'neichem l'bein elokeis. Soyak b'en onen. He calls the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, I'm not interested. Gam k'ti yitzar b'tfilo, and then he shumei. The person says, you die for me, I'm not interested. Oysa mitzvahs, tarvanus ala b'fana. Person says, mitzvahs, the person says, rips them up, throws them out. I don't want your mitzvahs. They're irrelevant to me. Now, Ayam Hamudu Kishkin, he's connected to a Shkino. So I can enemy Yadi Dab and the Kishbrokh and Rashim immediately answers him. Oysa Mitzvah Makabon is a Benachas with Simcha. But Oyd El Shem is Avon, the Rashim sits and desires this person, the Baal Shuma's Mitzvahs. I mean, like, his perspective of Chuba is like, you know, his perspective of Chet is real, you know. The reason why we don't have difficulty thinking about doing Chuba is because our perspective of Chet is not so real, right? So, I said the mashal which I didn't say, because you know you need an adult group, an older crowd to say this. Give me a minute. We don't have a minute yet anyway. Fritz Haber, right? Fritz Haber was the person who developed the process, the Haber process, which allowed them to take nitrogen out of the air, and he probably saved the world's population, because until then there wasn't enough nitrogen to fertilize the world. They had that there's going to be a cap. The world cannot sustain more than a certain amount of people. He made this discovered this process, and now the world has 7.5 billion people. He also developed Zyklon B. He was a Jewish guy. He was a person in Germany who developed the mustard gas which they used. for chemical warfare in World War I to help the fatherland win. He's a Jew. So he did, Weizmann offered him to go to Israel with him. You know, they were chemists, they were friends. So I'm going to go backwards, Palestine, I can stay in the fatherland. He was made into a field marshal for his work. Then the Nazis came into power. They didn't touch him. But they made him, that he's, it's very clear they don't want anything to do with him. He's a broken man. He went to Palestine, died a broken man, because he sat there and realized everything he did, all the people that he killed with his work, he saved the world. He also killed the world. His company was the one that developed Zyklon B, which eventually the Nazis used in World War II. The Yid. See, he died as a broken man. He spent his life thinking about all the people, the last moments, thinking about all the people he destroyed for no purpose. That's what Aveira is. We don't think in those terms. He couldn't get past it. He wasted his life. That's the more I said, no, the goal right now, it's difficult, it is. That was yesterday. Today, you're all who have been Nechmad, Yadid, Rekorub. Forget about tomorrow, yesterday. It's a tremendously powerful thing. So, that's the process of tshuva requires that the Kodesh Baruch Hu still loves me no matter what I've done. And I still have a relationship with him. It's not about self-help, it's about a whole new relationship, which is very difficult. But that's really the goal. Okay.